Hey everybody, today I'm going to be showing you some things that fall up instead of down. So I have a ramp set up here. You can see that this end is definitely higher than this end. To prove that the table's not slanted, you can see my level here is flat, but then put it on here and the bubble's up here. So you can see this is definitely slanted. You can also tell it's slanted if I set a cylinder on it, it'll roll off the end. But then something weird happens when I put this on it. It doesn't go down. In fact, if I start it at the bottom of the hill, it rolls up. Now this is really weird. Watch this. What in the world? So watch both of these at the same time now. They go opposite directions. What in the world? What if we switch them? Then they contain each other. We can even make it a little bit steeper here. Still goes up. It's so weird. Again, both of them on it. Then if I even make it a little bit steeper, set it on here, it should roll down, right? But it just stays right in place now. Whereas this one just goes right off really fast. Finally, if I get it steep enough, I can get it to roll down. Now, this isn't the only phenomenon that I've seen where things can roll uphill. For example, check out this previous video I did with the styrofoam disc. You can see that it's an easily a curved surface propped up on these books here. But when I try to roll it down, it rolls up. How is this happening? How can something roll uphill or basically fall up? Well, what about things that we know naturally just move upward, like a balloon, for example? Well, the reason that a balloon goes upwards isn't necessarily that it's falling upward, but it's being pushed upward. In fact, gravity is still pulling things downward. In fact, it's pulling the air around it downward. It's